December 19th, 2022. 18:54. My name is Ward Green. I would love to share something with you. First, a little music. This is a song I just can't wait to share. I don't know if I've shared it already, but I doubt it, but it's possible. Wow. Short but very sweet. André Gagnon, from the very best of André Gagnon, 2001. The 1 hour and 1 minute mark or so is where that starts. I have an unboxing. It's just one that came. I thought I heard somebody knock at the door or something, but somebody knocked on something. I heard a very slight noise today. I thought something might have arrived, but then I didn't really remember because it wasn't loud enough, I guess. I don't know. So I didn't really check until just after I went through my shipping confirmations, and I saw that this was delivered today. So knowing it was delivered, I knew I just had to look for it, and hopefully I would find it. And sure enough, I did. So this is it. This is the Klein Tool. It's Klein Tools. It's the same company who makes the electronic instruments. They also make some clothing to help people work outdoors, like the linemen. That lineman for the county, Glenn Campbell song, he wrote it, I think. No, sorry. Jimmy Webb wrote it. That's what I meant. I was trying to remember to mention this. Jimmy Webb wrote that song, Lineman for the County. Songwriter Jimmy Webb, songwriter, and Glenn Campbell made that a hit song, of course, but it was talking about a telephone lineman, right? Telephone lineman, of course. Not a power lineman, but they're both equally important, probably easily equally important. I mean, you can't have life without communication, but you can't have life without electrical power either, generally. Not the civilization that we know today. It doesn't exist without electrical power. I mean, you know, computers and all of this, I mean, is dependent on electrical power. But telephone lines, even my internet comes over the telephone. I mean, the telephone line, at present it does anyway, but the telephone line is very, very important. So Lineman for the County was a song about a telephone lineman. I've got, and a lineman might wear something like this. This is my new balaclava, but I believe it's also, it's a multi-purpose garment. It's a multi-purpose. How do we do that? Have I got it on? It's on. It's on already. I think I've got it on already. I like it when they're spacious. I think I like it when they're spacious. When there's lots of room inside. You know, you can it's more versatile if it's baggy. You know, you can do things with it more so if it's baggy. So it even, you know, I guess my other balaclava that I'm wearing right now can also do this, or maybe I'm wearing it, maybe I'm not. I'm not sure if I'm wearing it. Or that I normally, the one I normally wear. Am I wearing it now? I took it off for a while. Now here it is. Yeah, it's this one, right? It's this one. So I can pull it up too, but I never did. I don't usually pull this one, you know, up. And it's got a bigger window. It's got a bigger opening in it. It's not really meant to be pulled up high. But this, the Klein Tools has got a hinge in it. It's meant to be. It's designed so it can be pulled up. It's designed so it can be pulled up tight. I can't talk with it closed because then you can't hear me properly. Too muffled, but it can be pulled up like that, right? So, but you know, generally I'm not working, or if I'm riding my bike, this is what I can use it for, right? Riding my bike, it'll protect my face. Otherwise, I would. The only thing I'd have would be like a surgical mask or something. Which is okay, but it's not as good as this. You know, I think the breathing is easier through a fabric rather than a surgical mask. But you know, it's just better to have a garment like this. But I like it. It can be worn as a. You said because of the hinge design, it can be worn as a neck gaiter. A neck gaiter is the same thing as a tube scarf. Something that's just shaped as a tube, I don't know whether you tuck the, what you want to do with the hat part. You could tuck it in, or just flip it out, leave it hanging out so that you can flip it up, you know, again, if you can find it. No, I can't find it. Oh, here it is. Okay. It's inside out, I guess. It flips inside out. So just flip it down, flip it up. Where does it say Klein Tools? Where does it say Klein Tools? It said Klein Tools on this, on the hat. I'm trying to find it. Not, it's not currently there. I can't see it. Let's get it off. Let's get it off and take a look at it and see what we got here. Oh yeah, I've got it. Yeah, it's right side in. It's right side in. I thought I saw Klein Tools on it. Written on it in white print. Well, there it is. Yeah, so it is on the hat. It's on the hat part of it, but I never saw the text, you know, the Klein Tools on, when it was on my head. That wasn't visible. Let's try it again. One more time. Okay. There it is. Yeah. So, hey, well, now I can see the printing. It's right here. Oops. Right here on the side. So, it's not easy to get it. It's not on the front. They're very tasteful about how they put their name. They didn't put it right on the front. They're not trying to use you as an advertisement for their product. So I have to twist it way around. If I want to wear it square, it's like this. So the Klein Tools will be right on the side here. Right there. That's where it is. Okay, so this is very comfortable. It's very soft. It cost about $48 with tax. It's not cheap. It wasn't the cheapest one at all. It was not the cheapest. Why is that? It's uneven. It's uneven, you know, it's not. I like how it covers the ears, but it doesn't really feel. It's just beautiful. Like it's not restricting the ears. It doesn't make the ears feel anything. No pressure on the ears, but it covers them and keeps them warm. It's an excellent thing. It's an excellent hat. It's a hat. You can wear it as a hat, but with a scarf as part of the hat. You could probably even tuck all this. I'm going to look for it online. Let's see. Here it is. Okay, let's click on it. Let's see what we got. That's all I want to see there. It didn't have any pictures or illustrations that we could really benefit from, so I think I wanted to see if I could wear it. I wondered if I could wear it as a hat, but of course you could put it up like this. You know, you could find some way. You could wear it as some kind of a hat like this. I mean, there's got to be a way to configure it. I think there's going to be a way. There is a way to configure it as a hat, just like any neck gaiter. It can be configured as a hat, so, you know, but it's up to you whether you want to configure it one way or another. It's whatever way you want to configure it is up to you. You know, I mean, I don't know which way it should be turned. This way? It's this mirror image thing. I can't read the camera display because it's always mirror image. Everything is backwards. Anyway, it can be worn as a hat. There's no doubt you could wear it as a hat somehow. Maybe this is not the way, but this is one way you could wear it. As a hat. Instead of as a scarf. If a scarf is too warm. Sometimes a scarf is too warm. So you need to adapt. And if you don't have your other hats with you, just have this as your only article of clothing, your only your only option for what to wear, your only accessory. If this is your only accessory, excuse me. Well, we're getting into winter now. We're still not seeing anything cold. Nothing cold coming until looks like Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. It might be cold, according to this, but nothing cold other than that for now. That's really in sight. I need my ears warm. I know that, but this is something I'll just enjoy it because it's a wonderful thing. And I needed another one because I need to be able to wash the one I'm wearing, and then I need two. So that now I have two of these. The one I'm wearing now is, I almost never wash it because I can't wash it because I'm wearing it. So I mean I wash it, but I'll wash it more frequently possibly if I have two of them. Here's my Chaos tube scarf. I've got several of these. And then I have the CTR, which is what I just got the maker of two other things I should say. CTR is the manufacturer of two other tube scarves I just received that I showed, that I about which I made an unboxing video. But CTR is not the, in this case, this new one is Klein Tools. Klein Tools make that one. So I've got a CT. I don't have any more balaclavas. Just this one. Well, one more. That's right. There's the other one, the lime green one. So I have three of them now. All in all, they're not that expensive. It's worth having several. So if I look at this, let me show you. Maybe I can show you this here. I just have to resize this. That's all. Yeah. This is the one that I just unboxed, the Klein Tools. It's got several pictures, but they're not very helpful for the purpose of what I was trying to say. But we go back to the orders. Orders. No, it's not going to give me orders. Okay. Let's go to orders. Orders. I'm thinking of ordering some more stuff, but I can't really justify it so far. But if I can find some really good slippers, I might order them. But the ones I'm wearing right now are keeping my toes warm. And I don't want to have sweaty feet. I don't want to have... So I like the open back mules concept that I'm wearing right now, because it's keeping my toes warm, but I'm not going to have sweaty feet, probably. I like it. So, I mean, the thing is, God knows better than we do. Jehovah knows better than I do. And that's why he allowed me to buy the mules, and I was deceived by the overhead picture. It was a top view. A top view of these mules is all I saw. Uh-oh, this is going to fall again if I don't catch it in time here. What happened? Oh, it did slip. It was slipping. Okay, good. We caught it in time, I think. But the mules, where do I need to be? I don't want to be rotated over there. Do I? No. Let me just adjust this. That's better. Yeah. Okay, so I think that's a little better, but I've got some shining in my eyes. Oh, it's this white screen in front of me that's shining in my eyes. Yeah. This screen here is white. It's shining right off my glasses, so I have to look downward to prevent that. Let's open this further. Right. Good, it's better. As far as just getting me in the frame without... without too much. I'm getting some long socks, apparently. And the other thing, I got these long pants, the side zip pants. There was the client tools, but there's this one, Ergodyne. So I also got the Ergodyne, which I showed. It was the lime green. It's just like that. It might be even brighter lime, more of a yellowy lime than that even. But it's very bright and it's beautiful. But it'll be something to wear if I want high visibility, or, and it's another one I can wear when I'm washing something else. So I can wash two of mine while I'm wearing this one, or, you know, the other way around. I can swap it around. I can be able to wash my clothes this way in the wintertime when I'm wearing these things all the time in the house. That's the thing. I wear these things in the house, so I constantly wear them. And that's it, I guess. I've explained why I believe that it's because I believe in the healthy air of cooler temperature air in the wintertime. It's just healthier. It's better for the skin. That's the reason why I actually endorse living at a lower temperature if you can, you know, if you're capable to do that. It's worth it because it also teaches you a lot about everything, and, you know, being able to work and adapt to the changing conditions by changing the amount of clothing you're wearing depending on the environment and its temperature in which you're working. All those things, you know, matter to being able to cope in life, to be, you know, outdoors, for example, when conditions change. Well, you can practice indoors, learning those same skills, those things you need to know when you're outdoors for survival. So I'm a big believer in this, more so now than ever, but I mean, I'm not sure if it has to be always, you know. I mean, I just don't believe that it's right to artificially raise the temperature. It's just wrong. If you're living in a cold country, you need to live at a low temperature. It's just logical. Plus the fact that you're saving the environment by not trying to heat your house in the wintertime, right? I mean, you heat it just enough to make it bearable for yourself. That's it. And people in poor countries, they don't have air conditioning, for example. I don't know how they're going to survive without air conditioning, because that can kill you. Cold temperatures can kill you if you don't have clothing, too. So we need to help these people get air conditioning. I believe we need to help them, and we need to help them get clean water. And, well, that reminds me of something. I should show you a video of, I've forgotten his name. Oh, yeah. What's his name? Well, maybe I have the video here somewhere. That's it. That's his. No, that's not it. Sorry, that's not the one. That isn't the one, but this is it, I think. No. Maybe this one. Nope. Let's see if it's this one. No, but that's one I want to come back to later, or that's the channel I want to see again. That's an interesting one there. How to build a door. Well, I guess there it is. I found it. Yeah. It's Ruhi Senit. Ruhi Senit. I wanted to show something that he did. Right. Right. digging wells. He dug some wells. He drilled a water well in Africa. This is a phenomenal thing.
Hello everyone, Ruhi Sinet here. We are in a Wu village of Tanzania and greeted as heroes.
Because this village has no...
We are in a... Hello everyone, Ruhi Sinet here. We are in a Wu village of Tanzania and greeted as heroes.
Because this village has no drinking water, babies keep dying, and I'm here to say no to this.
About 800 children die every day in Africa from dehydration, diseases such as dysentery caused by the consumption of contaminated water and poor hygiene. These claps belong to the
people. That's right, children are dying every day. From contaminated water, dehydration, lack of fresh drinking water and washing water. It is killing people, including children, of course, maybe especially children. I'm not sure if the children are more or less susceptible to these problems than adults, but many of these families have large numbers of children, is what I currently believe anyway, but they're susceptible by numbers alone that they're going to be exposed to the risk of death more so than anyone else if there are more children than other ages. But it's not really the point, I guess. It's just the fact that there are children who are very innocent and they haven't had a chance to do anything wrong in their lives, and yet they don't have any access to fresh water. So this idea is a wonderful one of digging wells for these children in these countries. And it doesn't cost much in these countries to do that, I don't think. It costs very little money. Maybe it might, I don't know, maybe it's only a few hundred dollars of our money to dig a well for a whole village and save lives by the thousands, you know, in each case where we dig a well. I mean, it's just absolutely monumental. I mean, it's magnificent, but it's got, you know, gigantic. It's titanic. It's colossal, you know, how big of an effect it can have on the whole country, let alone just a village. But on a village, it can just, it's a fantastic, monumental achievement to build a well, to dig a well, I should say, in one of these poor villages in this one example in Tanzania, but I'm sure there are other countries. I'm sure there are other countries to whom this same problem applies, and they can be helped very easily by somebody simply giving a small amount of money. So, I mean, maybe what we need to do is set up some kind of a way to do that, you know, a way to carry that out, you know, carry it to completion, to facilitate the digging of wells for these villages. It's so little money to save thousands of people, at the very least hundreds in each village, I would think. But it's just, just think, if you save one person, you're saving all the generations that come later. I mean, it's saving millions of people probably every time you dig a well. I mean, or more than that, probably, but it's just saving throngs of people, crowds, great crowds of people are being saved by this. It's incredible. It's phenomenal. It's phenomenal. It's unbelievable. And Ruhi Sinet has been one person who is actually at the, you know, one of the people at the forefront, excuse me, at the forefront of doing something. But, I mean, I know there are other people, probably quite a few other people, who have done some work like this, you know, digging wells or maybe some other kind of, there are other kinds of humanitarian work that can be done. We know preaching the good news is a good thing to do. It's the best thing we can do in these villages, because it can help people by giving them hope and strength spiritually, and that can be what they need in order to get the help in other ways. But this is something that Ruhi Sinnott did, and in doing this, you can watch the video yourself if you want to. I'm going to sign off. It's Ward Green. Sign off for today, December. Well, maybe I'll do another video later. I don't know. But for now, I'll sign off. December 19th, 1925 hours. Ward Green signing off once again. Have a wonderful night or morning. God bless you. I love you.